up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Bit.
98 FM.
It is Brendan's Bit, and Brendan, you've got some news about keyboards.
Yes, talking about keyboards in the next few minutes. Up first, though, this morning, Carl, I've said it before, and I will say it again and again and again. Food is a vessel for sauce.
Okay.
It's honestly, I strongly believe
you're
this.
You're a dipper.
I am a dipper. Okay. If you agree that life is all about the condiments, you're about to fall in love with these newlyweds. A couple obsessed with Domino's have celebrated getting married by dishing up hundreds and hundreds of slices of pizza to their guests.
Do you know what? I have no problem with this whatsoever.
Neither do I. No. Olivia and Clark, they had a Domino's on their third date, right?
Yeah.
And they both remember the exact moment they fell in love while sharing a veggie supreme and pepperoni passion with stuffed crust.
Well, there you go. I have no problem with this.
No, they've been together for 5 years since then, and they get the same order every year on that date to mark their anniversary, right? So when they got married recently, they knew exactly what they'd like for it. You know the way some couples do a midnight snack?
Yes. So, and Irish people, it's like potato sandwiches
and stuff exactly,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for their midnight snack, they put in an extra large order for Domino's, enough to feed them and their guests.
Oh, could you imagine how happy you'd be seeing
you
that at 12 o'clock
delighted.
At a wedding, seeing that guy walking through the door.
So by way of a wedding present, the local Domino's that they ordered from, they gifted them a 60-litre industrial-sized barrel of garlic dip.
God.
Now, I would be thrilled to see this.
You know what? I hoped it was individually dished out because there's always a double dipper.
It comes, well, no one had to dip, right? So basically, it's a big green, it almost looks like a barrel of kind of oil, right?
Okay, yeah.
And it's so big that it's got like a pump on the top.
All right.
So you pump the garlic dip out.
That's like a plunger of garlic dip.
Yeah, a plunger of garlic dip.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that the vows must have been maybe a bit different as well. Like, you know, along the lines of, you know, Olivia, do you take Clark to be your lawful wedded husband? And then Olivia says, I... Surely.
That'd be cheesy.
If they're that big of fans of Domino's. Up next, have you heard about the world's most expensive keyboard? It's called the Adata Golden Summoner.
Right. And does it play for you?
It doesn't play for you, no. Right. It's made of aluminium, right? And enrobed in 24 karat gold.
That sounds very Liberace-esque.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Only six of them have ever been made. And it's designed as a gaming keyboard, right? So it's got 104 keys, backlighting. Love a bit of backlighting. Media controls and a volume roller.
Sorry, this isn't actually like a keyboard, piano keyboard thing.
No, it's like a typing keyboard.
Oh, like a computer keyboard.
Yeah, computer keyboard, right?
Right.
Yeah, you're with me now. It costs $2,500 to make.
All right.
Right? So that is spenny. But they sell them for 10 grand.
Okay. Well, right? Look, I can see if you're like a YouTube gamer or you've got like a disposable income, this is where this is going to come into.
Who were you telling us about earlier bought the Pokemon card for 5 million?
Logan Paul.
Yeah, Logan Paul, I'm sure, has one of these six keyboards. If you do win the cash machine later on this afternoon, though, I'd like you to think before you buy. Users have noted the gold surface can feel uncomfortably cold to the touch.
Well, see, the thing is, it will hold its value and you can pawn your keyboard after a few years and melt it down and get yourself a keyboard ring.
They also say the gold finish means that the letters, symbols and numbers are very difficult to read.
Okay, well look, first world problems. Like,
all that glitters,
you know.
Finally this morning, a fella from Trinidad and Tobago has just bagged himself a world record by playing the steel drums for 31 hours in a row. That's him. His name is Josh. He's 28 now, but he started playing the steel drums when he was just 5. And he said the original plan was to...
give himself arthritis by the time he's 30.
Yeah, but to attempt to play for 30 hours straight. But what happened was, as they were coming up to 30 hours, his manager pointed out that the timer was accidentally set to 31 hours. Right?
Okay,
so he was like, sure, just keep going there. You may as well do the extra hour. I just feel like it's like in a spin class when the instructor goes, oh no, this is the last song, so you'd give it your all. And then they go, oh no, actually, there's one more.
Okay.
I would be like Ian Beale.
Oh God, nothing left. Oh God, nothing.
He'd be in bits after that.
You'd be in absolute bits.
Yeah,
but fair play to him. He just kept going.
Yeah.
Now, I watched the video. He did look a little like he disassociated a bit. I'll be honest. But you would as well.
His arms would be like the legs at Riverdance, just flying around.
Hours. Absolutely flying around. Yeah. That is Brendan's bit.
Well, thank
Mark,
you, Brendan.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Carl.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
And sure, the weather's going to be great all weekend as well. Russell is here to tell you what you might do over the few days.
I know, it's a great excuse to get out and enjoy the sunshine.
I'm guaranteed this is going to involve food of some description.
Item one on the agenda. No, genuinely it is. Have you ever heard of a place in New York called Hamburger America?
No.
It's a incredible smash burger spot that has kind of pioneered...
Smashing.
It's kind of pioneered the smash burger movement, which is, you know, when they're really craggly and crispy and lovely
Yeah.
Dash Burger and George Motz, who is the owner of that, he's an icon. He's appeared in so many documentaries and everything like that. They're doing an event tomorrow in the CHQ building, smashing out smash burgers.
Oh, fab.
And lovely. It's a really, really lovely. They did this about a year ago as well, down at James's Gate, and it was fantastic. So it's well worth going.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's good DJs, lots of good vibes, and of course, incredible hamburgers. There's still some tickets available. Just go to Dash Burger's Instagram. And there's a link there.
After you have your burger, you can go down to the Famine Museum.
That's exactly
you
know it's perfect. It's perfect juxtaposition.
Like, what?
It's perfect. You're dark humour. Do you like dogs? Of course we do.
Who doesn't like dogs?
It is Bring Your Dog to Work Day today.
Yes.
And Hammy is not here.
My Hamilton is not with me. No. He's currently basking in the sunlight on the balcony.
Fair play to him, he's dead right.
He's having a great life. There is a fantastic fundraiser for four different dog charities taking place tonight. It's called Sachet for Strays.
Very good.
It's an amazing name. I keep seeing some things saying some tickets available, some saying sold out, so just check it out. It's taking place in Street 66.
I was going to say, is this related to Pride?
Of course it is. Yeah. Of course it is. Victoria's Secret will be doing drag music. Music bingo, there's karaoke, and there's a raffle, and all the proceeds have been split between the four amazing charities, Dogs Angels Ireland, Wicklow Animal Welfare, The Haven Rescue, and Working Animal Guardians. Really great cause if you are able to go to that, or if you're already going to it.
So cute.
And there's also going to be a handful of dogs there as well, which is just the cutest thing ever. So that's lovely. There's this thing that I discovered called Come Out to Play. It's a games night that takes place in Mad Egg over in Smithfield.
Oh yeah.
Lovely spot for brunch, by the way.
Yeah.
Get the food in again. And this is kind of like trying to rekindle the joy of games, of being a child.
Wasn't there a bar in town that did
this?
Board down. Yeah.
Board. And there's another one in Black Rock or Dunleary as well that does the same
thing. Was it called Virgin Mary?
No, that was a different one.
No, it was a different one. It's called Board. It was down on Brazzle Street.
Yeah. All right, Brian, get it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's still open or not, but it's a really good spot. But this is a really nice idea of kind of bringing out your inner child in a comfortable space and just being able to have a lot of fun with lots of other people. It's a nice evening tomorrow night on Saturday. There's details available on Eventbrite for that. And if you're into a bit of classical movies, this might be for you.
Boyzone documentary.
Yes, exactly. Or my entrance music.
That too.
Jaws is 50 years old.
Oh,
the incredible movie. The National Symphony Orchestra at the National Concert Hall. They are doing a kind of like when they play the orchestra music.
They don't really have to learn a lot for this one, do they?
No. It's very
just
handy.
That one thing.
Exactly. It's a really lovely evening of music there if you're interested in that tonight at the National Concert Hall. There's still some tickets available for that.
I love when they do the Home Alone one at Christmas time with the orchestra.
Lovely.
And then Brian gets up to do his bit from the movie we filmed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I forgot
remember
about
that. Yeah.
Mems.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Home of Lachlan.
It's on 98FM social media somewhere.
Never ever watch it.
If you care to look.
Let's find it.
There was an incident with James Duffy and some pigeons.
Yes, okay. There was.
We are going to put that up on the
Instagram.
I'm
not one for the birds, Russell.
Exactly. Well, we know. You were on the 6 o'clock show earlier this week.
I was on Monday,
And Brian Kennedy was in talking
was there.
Moonlight.
Yes.
Which is a fantastic play. Musical. There's bits of music in it. A production, we'll call it. Mm-hmm. It's in Vicar Street. Moonlight. The Phil in it. Enigma. Really getting some great reviews. This is kind of the world premiere of it on a big stage, taking place in Vicar Street tonight and tomorrow. It sounds like a really great show if you're into the music of Thin Lizzy in particular. And it looks like it's going to have legs to continue on to do other great things.
And also includes Oscar Wilde.
Yes,
it's Oscar Wilde and Phil Lynott together.
It's a really interesting combination of things. And then the Skerries Wild Bee Festival is taking place today until Sunday. If you're interested in biodiversity and bees.
Do they have any bee speakers?
Bee speakers, not on the agenda, but you know, there's a good buzz about the place.
Okay, there you go.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.